Gulf Injustice Podcast, the official podcast of Detained in Dubai with Rada Sterling.
The UK media's unethical promotion of Dubai property market. At this point, UK citizens who lose their money in the Dubai property market could not be blamed for holding British media outlets accountable, at least ethically, if not legally. It's truly appalling that these promotional stories never include information about the huge risks involved in Dubai real estate, not to mention the overall dangers that foreign nationals face in the UAE. Dubai's property market has been described as a haven for money laundering, with criminals and terrorists using the market to hide their assets. And according to a report from the Center for Advanced Defense Studies, the report identifies some $100 million in suspicious purchases of apartments and villas across Dubai. Yet these newspapers shamelessly champion the UAE as a destination for investment. No mention is made of the lax regulatory environment in Dubai, the rampant criminality and fraud, nor are there even stories of British nationals who have lost their life savings and even freedom because they believed their own media about how smart it is to buy property in the UAE. The UK media has a responsibility to properly inform investors about the risks involved in investing in Dubai, rather than promoting it as a safe and profitable investment destination. One of the efforts we have put a great deal of emphasis on is for the government to increase its travel warnings to the UAE so that British citizens will be aware of the risks that they face in a country that has the highest percentage of foreigners entangled in the legal system. When the UK press constantly pushes the narratives crafted by the Dubai Media Office and PR firms hired by the UAE to market the country, it just compounds the problem of misinformation and leads to more and more British citizens making uninformed decisions that could put not only their money, but their freedom in jeopardy. The Dubai property market has long been exposed as a hub for organised crime, with a data leak exposing how criminals and terrorists have been using the market to hide their assets. Reporters identified numerous owners of Dubai real estate who have been accused or convicted of crimes or are under international sanctions. This has led to a situation where investors are putting their money at risk without fully understanding the risks involved. Our organization has also found that rich Russians fleeing sanctions are pumping up Dubai's property market. A Dubai brokerage Better Homes found that Russians moved up two places to become the fifth top buyers of Dubai. Many Russian buyers also make their purchases in cryptocurrency, as several of Dubai's major property firms have started accepting digital currency payments. Now, anti-corruption activists and lawmakers have accused Dubai of being a hub for dirty money. Kremlin critic Bill Browder has called for the Emirate to be put on a financial blacklist. And a group of members of the European Parliament accused the UAE of facilitating money laundering at a grand scale, including in the real estate sector. And of course, all of this can lead to a situation as we saw in 2009. Any sort of blacklist or sanctions on the UAE potentially, or if the Russian and the cryptocurrency and the money laundering actually becomes an issue, that can really affect the property market and lead to a loss of investment. Now, really, the British media needs to properly warn citizens that the Dubai property market is a high-risk investment destination, rife with money laundering, sanctions evasion, scams, corruption, and unrealistic property valuations, regulatory problems, obstacles to refunds, and the difficulty recouping investment through property rentals due to an oversaturation in the market and rent prices. The Dubai property market needs stronger regulation and enforcement to prevent the city from being used as a hub for dirty money. These changes cannot happen as long as the UAE is able to keep the illusion alive that everything is wonderful in Dubai real estate, which they are able to do with the active promotional support of the British media. This is highly irresponsible, and any outlets who continue to present a false image of the UAE are ethically culpable for deliberately concealing information about the serious risks investors face in the Emirates.
Thank you for listening to the Gulf and Justice podcast.